Please find a comfortable standing position, standing either on a yoga mat or on the floor. If you haven't done so yet, taking off your shoes if that's comfortable for you. Standing with the feet about hip-width apart, the legs straight but knees soft, and bringing awareness to the body's position. Becoming aware of the contact of the soles of the feet on the ground. Noticing how the weight of the body is distributed on the soles of the feet. And now becoming aware of the position of the pelvis. Feeling free to tilt the pelvis forward a bit so that the lower back can straighten. You might imagine having sand in your back pockets, which can allow the low back to release a little towards the floor. And now softening the belly and opening the chest to the front so that the breath can flow fully into the chest and belly without hindrance. Allowing the shoulders and neck to release and soften if that's possible right now. And having the arms and hands hang alongside the body. And now, becoming aware of the flow of the breath. Without modifying the breath in any way, just noticing its natural flow. Becoming aware of the abdomen rising with the inhale and the abdomen falling back towards the spine on the exhale. During the whole yoga session, it is important that you honor your limitations and be gentle with yourself, not trying to go beyond what you're capable of in any of the positions, being respectful of your boundaries and recognizing your limitations. Always feel free to come out of a position if that feels appropriate. Your own expert knowing of the body and its capacities is more important than following the instructions precisely. Now we'll be beginning with a stretching position. While inhaling, bringing the arms out to the sides and stretching the arms and hands towards the sky. Extending the arms, hands, and fingers while continuing to breathe. Allowing the shoulders to release down so the arms and hands are straight, but the shoulders are relaxed. Noticing this stretch in the arms and hands as well as in the other parts of the body. And continuing to breathe. And now slowly lowering the arms back down by the sides. Turning the palms down as you do so. Noticing sensations in the hands and arms as you're doing this. And now fully releasing and relaxing the arms and noticing the effects of the stretch. How are the hands and arms and shoulders feeling after completing this stretch? Noticing sensations in the whole body. Now we'll be doing a diagonal stretch. So with the next inhalation, bringing the right arm up and stretching the right hand up and a bit to the right side. And now lifting the left leg straight out to the side just a little bit, having the foot about 1 or 2 inches off the floor so that you have a good diagonal stretch from the right hand down into the left foot, stretching the hand up. Breathing. lifting the left leg higher if that's possible. This is also a balancing posture. Being aware of the sensations in the arms, in the right arm in particular, and in the left leg, as well as the right leg, which is stabilizing you. And slowly bringing the arm and leg back down, bringing the foot down to the ground, and releasing the hand and arm back down by your side. Taking a moment to notice the effect of the stretch. And now continuing to the other side, bringing the left arm up, stretching the left hand to the left upper side, and slightly raising the right foot up so you have the diagonal stretch from the left hand down into the right foot. Stretching to the left as if you were trying to pluck an apple from a tree. Lifting the right leg away from you. Continuing breathing and being aware of the way this feels. Feeling how the muscles are engaged as you're doing this. Breathing. And now slowly lowering the arm and leg back down, releasing this position. Noticing how the back, arms, legs, and whole body are feeling after this diagonal stretch. Now we'll be moving into shoulder rotations or shoulder rolls. So standing with the feet about hip width apart and just moving the shoulders with the arms and hands resting at your sides. Begin by bringing the shoulders to the front and now raising them up towards the ears and then moving them back, bringing the shoulder blades together and then lowering them. Continuing this rolling, rotating movement at your own pace, exploring the movement possible here. Noticing any difference between the two shoulders and letting the breath flow as it naturally flows. Exploring this rotation in a way that it might feel as if you were giving yourself a good massage. Noticing where in the back this movement is noticeable. Doing this movement at your own pace. You might be noticing the movement in the shoulders, shoulder blades, and perhaps even the lower back. Simply being attentive to wherever in the body you can feel this movement. And now changing directions and moving in the other direction. So pulling the shoulders back and now up towards the ears and lowering them down to the front. Again, choosing your own pace and enjoying this movement like a massage. There's no need to bring any tension into the hands or face. And noticing what body parts can be released and softened. Now releasing and coming back to a straight and upright standing position. Staying in contact with the sensations in the shoulders. How are the shoulders feeling right now after you've done this movement? And where else in the body is this effect of the movement noticeable? Perhaps you do not notice any effects, or the effects might be very small or subtle. This is fine, just becoming aware of what you are actually feeling. Now we'll be moving into the chair pose. While inhaling, bringing the arms up to shoulder level. Stretching the arms out in front of you parallel to the floor. While exhaling, bending the knees as if you were sitting back onto a chair. Continue breathing and bring awareness to the thighs. Thighs are doing a strong job here, keeping you in the position. It's a strong pose. Breathing. This is an excellent pose to work with your boundaries and limitations. Honoring them, not pushing yourself in any way. Being respectful with your body. Feeling free to come out of the pose when you feel you've had enough, but also noticing how far and how long you can actually go. And now, when you're ready, coming out of the pose, straightening the legs, and while exhaling, lowering the arms back down. Noticing how it feels to release this pose. This is quite a challenging posture, and you might notice that your breathing rate has increased and the heart is beating a bit faster. You may feel warmth or tingling or a sense of release in the legs. Simply noticing this and being aware of how the breathing and heart rate are slowly coming back to normal. And now let's move to a cat and cow practice. Making your way to the floor, supported on the hands and knees. Having the knees directly below the pelvis and the hands directly below the shoulders. If you're not comfortable getting on the knees or if you have knee problems, you can do this practice while sitting in a chair. What is important is to be moving the spine. While inhaling, raising the head up and lowering the belly towards the floor. As you exhale, rounding the back like a scared cat, pushing the middle spine up towards the ceiling while dropping the head and tailbone down towards the floor. And now coordinating the breath with the movement, including the whole spine into the movement. The whole spine should be moving in this practice. Repeating this movement at your own pace and a tempo that feels right for you. This is an excellent practice for keeping the spine flexible and healthy. You might choose to linger over certain areas of the spine that feel tight or numb, enjoying the movement, finding what works best for you, using this as a way for letting go of tensions or fatigue in the back, doing all of this with an intention of being good to yourself, doing something good for yourself, for the body, for the mind, for your whole being. And now releasing this practice and coming down directly onto the belly, lying flat. Resting the arms alongside the body and turning the head to rest on one cheek or the other. If this position isn't comfortable, you can fold the hands underneath the forehead with the neck in a neutral position. From this position, we'll be doing leg raises. While inhaling, bringing the right leg up just a few inches off the ground while keeping the leg straight. Raising it behind the body, keeping it here for a few seconds. And while exhaling, lowering the leg. And when you're ready, inhaling and lifting the other leg up just a few inches. Holding it for a brief moment. And when you're ready, exhaling and lowering the leg. Try this a few times at your own pace, coordinating the breath with the movement. Raising one leg, holding it for a moment. bringing it down, and shifting to the other side. Noticing where in the back or anywhere else in the body you can feel these movements. And as you're ready, releasing all effort here, resting, taking a moment to become aware of the effects of the practice, breathing. And now, slowly and with awareness, rolling onto your back. And now, as you are lying on your back, perhaps setting an intention to rest in the present, letting go of the past and the future, letting everything fade into the background but the body, meeting whatever you find in the body with openness, curiosity, and acceptance. This practice is like taking a tour of the body, noticing what is here in this moment. No need to move any of the body parts, but simply noticing and experiencing them one by one. Starting by bringing awareness to the flow of the breath in the abdomen. Becoming aware of the expansion of the abdomen with each inhalation and the slight falling back with each exhalation. No need to change the flow of the breath in any way, just being with its natural flow. And now, moving awareness from the breath all the way down through the body and into both feet. Noticing the contact of the heels with the mat. Pressure here, perhaps. And being aware, too, of sensations in the toes. And moving to the bottoms of the feet and the tops. And now allowing the feet to fade from the field of awareness and moving attention up to the ankles. Noticing whatever sensations are present in the ankles. And now letting go of the ankles and moving to the calves and up into the knees and further up into the thighs. Aware of contact with the floor, perhaps, clothing, or maybe the feel of the air along your skin. What sensations are here? Temperature, maybe, or tightness. What is here to be felt, to be known? And now moving awareness up into the pelvis. Aware perhaps of the pressure of the buttocks on the ground. Sensations in the lower belly. Aware perhaps of sensations at the level of the skin and also deeper in the body. Now slowly moving awareness up the back. The lower back, the middle back, and the upper back, and then shifting awareness to sensations in the front of the torso, the belly and the chest, the movement of the rib cage with the breath. And now shifting awareness to the upper arms, the area of the shoulders where the upper arms meet the torso. And then moving down from the upper arms into the elbows, the lower arms, the wrists, the hands. Present to sensations in the palms and fingers, the thumbs, pulsations here or tingling, moisture or dryness. And now moving the focus of attention to the neck and shoulders. Noticing sensations in the throat and in the head. Becoming aware of what is present in the face right now, the forehead, the eyebrows and eyes, the nose, cheeks, jaws, the mouth, lips, and tongue, exploring what can be felt here. And now slowly expanding the field of awareness to include the entire body. The body in its entirety, from the top of the head down to the tips of the toes and the fingers. Being aware of the breath as it flows through the body. Right now, there is nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just being here, aware of the presence of this moment. Everything is complete as it is. Being aware of the wholesomeness of this awareness of just being in the present moment.